Good afternoon, everybody. It is the 10th of February 2022. I'm Ron Cole. I'm with John Sullivan here in Coniston Hall in St Albans. And this is our February 2022 market update. It's been a few days past where it should be usually, just because we've been really, really busy, which is good in a way. So, John, one of the things I really want to talk about today was just what seems to be the continued level of really, really good buyers contacting us on a daily basis. How have you found that so far?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ron, and good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, it has been busy. We've seen a huge level of valuations come into the office where we've been inundated actually, which is incredibly good news. But one of the points we were going to talk about today is the level of new buyers coming into the office. And something I found really interesting is with some of the challenges we've got at the moment with like interest rate rises and inflation. We haven't seen that drop in buyers. In fact, if anything, we've seen an increase. So at the moment, we're continuing to register the highest level of new buyers year on year for 5 years, which is quite an unbelievable statistic, really. So I think something very much worth sharing with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, John. And it is odd to see the level of buyers continue to come. I guess one of the side effects of that, or a really, really positive one, is when we are marketing homes at the moment, the level of price we're achieving. Can you just tell us a little bit about the level of prices that we're achieving against asking price, John?
Again, another very interesting statistic. So far we've achieved offers on average 99% of asking price, and that was for the first 20 sales of 2022. I think any client that's bringing their property to the market currently can be fairly confident that when we're valuing and bringing properties to market, that we're pretty close on those numbers.
Yeah, again, it's probably a large effect of the level of buyers that we're continuing to see come through our doors, John. And I guess with the 99%, which is a wonderful figure to be achieving for anybody thinking about marketing their home this year, the sort of time of market that we're seeing, in John, for houses going under offer so far in 2022.
Yeah, again, another impressive statistic. We're bringing properties to market, and of course, this is an average. So, I mean, some will go, a lot quicker than this. But the average time to offer is less than 3 weeks based on properties listed so far in 2022. So, again, a very strong sales statistic.
Yeah, it says a lot about the marketplace that we're in. So, I think all of this to combine, John. I think if I was a vendor in St Albans right now, thinking, okay, is it a good time to get to market? Is February looking positive? I've got to say, based on what we are seeing so far this year at Coniston Hall, an excellent time to be talking to about evaluation or coming to market, yeah?
It really is. I mean, there's a bit of a sort of a false theory, I guess, that it's the spring and autumn are the sort of sole marketing periods of the year. They're really not. I mean, the only 2 months probably not to consider marketing a property would be August and December. Other than that, generally speaking, we have a very, very strong sales market here. But the start of the year, as I say, January has been incredibly positive, and coming into February, equally strong. My message would very much get ahead of the market. When we get into the spring, typically you'll find more properties come to market. So even though technically there's, generally speaking, a few more applicants available, it somewhat dilutes what's available to applicant registration. So really, yes, take advantage of. There's not a huge amount of properties coming to market at the moment, but there is a very, very strong applicant database, which means clients can achieve a very strong sales price.
John, some very, very sound information and some good advice. We look forward to talking to you further about our February results in early March. Again, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.